Lesson 12. Sacraments, streams of life-giving water. Once Jesus was sitting near a well at Sychar in Samaria. Then a Samaritan woman came there to draw water. Jesus asked her for a drink of water. The Samaritan woman was reluctant to give water to Jesus, a Jew. Then Jesus said, "If you ask me for water, I shall give you the water of life. Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty." Reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. Jesus was speaking about the water of life, the divine life. He wanted to give this water of life to all men. It is with this purpose Jesus instituted the sacraments. Sacraments are the visible signs instituted by Jesus, signifying and giving the invisible divine life. There are 7 sacraments in the church. In the sacraments, Jesus acts through the Holy Spirit and imparts the water of divine life. 7 sacraments. 1. Baptism. 2. Anointing. 3. Holy Kurbana. 4. Reconciliation. 5. Anointing of the sick. 6. Holy orders. 7. Marriage. Sacraments can be divided into 2 sets. 1. Sacraments which can be received only once in life. 2. Sacraments which can be received more than once. Baptism, anointing, and holy orders are the sacraments which can be received only once. In these sacraments, the unerasable seal of the Holy Spirit is imprinted in the soul of the faithful. Hence, they can be received only once. Other sacraments can be received more than once. The sacraments of reconciliation and the Holy Kurbana are to be received frequently, and they help us to grow in divine life. The sacraments of anointing of the sick and marriage may be received more than once if necessary. Through each sacrament, grace or divine life flows unto us and helps us to grow in holiness. Let us find the answers. 1. What is a sacrament? 2. How many sacraments are there? Which are they? 3. Which are the sacraments that can be received only once? 4. What do we get through sacraments? Let us pray. O Jesus, who imparts divine life through sacraments, help me to grow in grace. Let us sing. The sacraments, 7, are signs of grace, gifted to us by the Church, our Mother. The strength and fullness of the Spirit is ours if we receive them in a worthy manner. Say whether right or wrong. Read the following sentences carefully. Mark true if correct and false if wrong in the circle opposite to it. 1. Jesus asked the Samaritan woman for water. 2. There are 8 sacraments in the church. 3. Baptism is a sacrament that can be received only once. 4. If you drink the water that Jesus gives, you will never be thirsty. 5. Sacraments gives us divine life. Write in the proper order. Rearrange the letters properly and write the name of the sacraments. P-T-I-S-M-B-A T-I-N-G-A-N-O-I-N CHARUIST CONCILIREATION Sick anointing of the Order Holy ARRIAMGE My decision, I will participate devotedly in all the sacraments and ceremonies in the church.